You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon. Crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo. My cool man from the county of D, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are back. This is In the Conversation. Uh-huh. I'm Damian Lemon on the microphone. On my right hand side, I got
El Alcalde Vladimir Camaño.
And on my left hand side, I got
This is Ali Muhammad. And you are now in the conversation.
Oh,
welcome.
Shit. Everybody got their own drops and shit.
Yeah,
all right.
It's a must. You have to have your own drop.
That wasn't a drop. That was a welcome.
Welcome.
A homeless. You know what I'm saying?
Old Windows.
So they like our old friends now. You know what I'm saying?
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
How y'all friends doing? And fam.
Hi, neighbor.
Friends.
Oh, Mr. Rogers. And remember the rest of Mr. Rogers intro?
Yeah.
Hello, neighbor.
My mom was never really big into Mr. Rogers. So
did I bring back a bad memory?
She just thought he was a little questionable.
Creepy.
He's a little creepy. Just a single man in a cardigan talking to kids. And it was just the land of make-believe. The whole shit was very dubious.
Next question. Was it a gender thing? Like, had it been a Mrs. Rogers doing that? Would that have been all right?
We know Mrs. Rogers like that.
So I'm just
on TV in the 70s, Mrs. Rogers.
Well, they had Romper Room. Remember Romper Room with Miss? I forget the lady's name, with Miss something. But she was Romper Room. Now, one thing I remember about Romper Room, if y'all remember Romper Room, we getting old here, but Romper Room at the end of the joint, she will approach the TV, approach the camera, look through the screen and be like, I see you, Ali, I see Vladimir, I see Billy, I see Johnny. She would count all these fucking names. Never see Damien. I'd be right up on the TV like, yo, ma, I'm right here. What the fuck? And never.
No, she ain't see no Ali either.
she didn't see Vladimir.
No,
but
Vladimir.
I was trying to play to the crowd. I'm sorry.
Josh there?
They were asked about Josh and Molly
Josh
and
definitely.
Holly
and Megan,
and Sue and David and Becky and Allison.
Shakrita didn't get a shout out.
Nah, Sharkeesha. Sharkeesha
didn't get nothing. Naquan didn't get no love.
Tyshawn.
No. Utopia. She ain't get no love.
But I think it was fun. I think you're the first Damien I've ever met, though. Like
Damien?
Yeah, he's the first Damien I've ever met. Like ever.
Really?
Well, there you go. I'm proud to be the first Damien that you ever met. You know what I'm saying?
Bird.
You know, you got
Ali, like, man, I've been meeting Damien since the 80s.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, it's ridiculous. I don't know. You might be the first Vladimir with.
Both of y'all got them Russian names.
Damien ain't Russian.
What is it?
I think it's Greek.
I'm a
tamer of men.
Remember the first time I heard
Pause of Deep.
Heard a. First time I met a white Monique.
That's what they say. A white Monique?
And then it was a Russian girl, and she was like, that's a very popular name in Russia. I'm like,
Monique.
So is Ebony. Oh, shit. Monique. Well, speaking of Monique, let's talk about Meek
Monique.
And Drake.
What a segue.
Oh, well, man. I don't know if I want anymore, man.
Nah, I mean, at this point, it'd be overkill. I mean, the motherfucker's dead.
It's starting to get one-sided. Yeah,
he's dead.
I mean, as far as this battle is concerned, it's a wrap. Like,
at this point, Drake could just apologize, and that'd make a forgiveness record. Yo,
you know
I'm sorry, dude.
I'm sorry.
Would that increase Drake's notoriety already?
I think it.
If he put a forgiveness record out, wouldn't that be even more like more to his? You know,
I'm being funny, but he beat Meek beyond. Like Meek ain't even responding.
Nah.
So then my thing is, I think I underestimated or I overestimated what I expected from Meek. I'm being honest. I think I did.
I think a lot of people expected a whole lot more out of Meek.
I think Meek, I don't think Meek had a plan.
Of course he didn't have a plan.
I thought Meek
had a
plan.
He jumped out the window.
That's what happens when you fuck with a motherfucker. Because you know Drake got a plan. Drake done had a plan since way back to 2007.
Drake been holding a grudge since he went off on Sylvia Rome.
What's that line he said? I've been running since my daddy. What's that line?
He holds some grudges.
Stepped off on
him. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Since daddy was waiting on my daddy to come and get me. Never, he ain't show up.
Yeah. He been ready.
That's the saddest part of that record, man.
He been ready.
That record be so popular, and he ain't even show up. that little 2-3 seconds, you got to sip your drink.
And he took a pause with it too. He's like, he ain't show up.
Fucked him up.
Valuable lesson they had to grow up.
But what happened? Okay, so last we spoke, because I feel like this shit is like a novella.
Nigga, recap.
The last we spoke, episode. It was, we weren't even on back-to-back. Were we up to back-to-back? I think Charged Up had just come out.
Charged Up. And was still waiting on Meek.
And you had dropped the rumor about maybe that Meek was going to go to Toronto.
Yeah, that was my speculation. That was the theory. I was like, yo, he going to go to Toronto. Because Meek had a chance. Meek got to Toronto like a week before Drake did. Mm-hmm. So he had a chance to at least make a big moment. Right. You know, obviously, Drake has home court advantage and he's sick. He's last. So whatever Meek did, he had enough time to trump it.
Meek didn't try.
Meek ain't do shit. Meek went there, and I think, I'm not sure, still unclear, but I heard he went last, which don't make no sense that he would go last on the tour. He's not headlining, but they said maybe he got brought out later on the set, whatever, to give
I think he got that lady got held up at Customs.
So he actually did go on after Nicki?
I'm not sure, but I did read that he got held up at Customs and he arrived late to that show. You know, Drake had to call in.
He got the whole shit, yeah. But you had the Toronto crowd. If you wanted to keep it hip hop to the essence of the battle, you right there on his block.
Home base.
Let him know. Like, go in, fuck Drake, whatever. The whole shit, whatever. Throw 16 bars together. Nothing.
Well, I mean, I was on your Twitter timeline, D, and there was that video DJ
DJ Soul. Yeah. Shout out to DJ Soul.
What happened?
He played the intro, the Dreams and Nightmares intro. You know, the hold on, wait a minute. You know, the black.
Black National
Anthem. Yeah, the shit. He said, the motherfucker started booing the shit. Didn't even let the shit get to the hold on, wait a minute. Niggas was like,
wait a minute. Hold on. You mean to tell me?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's been the anthem since it came out. Like, that has been like, you know what I'm saying, Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
It's the new PSA.
And it was several parties. It wasn't just one. It was a few.
These people here are fickle.
I mean, that's fickle as fuck. Well, they don't even want to hear your ass no more.
That means they didn't like your ass in the beginning.
I mean,
that's what I always, when you see somebody lose, you go really find out what people truly thought about that person when they lose it. Because I'm seeing so many people shit on Meek now. It's like, damn, it just happened seven days ago.
Groupthink almost. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's popular to hate on Meek. But come on. That record
A few DJs put clips up.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it was a few DJs.
So they trying to bury this man.
Yeah.
But I mean, Ja Rule, this is the thing, though.
It's precedent.
This is the thing.
This is a legal case.
Because this shit happened in, like, no time.
Right.
If
this man had a number one record.
This nigga was
2 weeks in a row.
Number one with the baddest chick in the game is his girl. He was winning visibly on every piece of paper. You looked at this motherfucker had the number one out. And it's like they trying to get him out of there.
One slip of the Twitter finger.
But he fucked up. It was the emotions.
Right.
Or
think before you tweet, ladies and gentlemen.
That shit.
What do you
crack.
Think Nicki's telling him?
I don't think they're talking about it. I don't think it got nothing to do with Nicki.
I think it's one of them situations where we got to go back to grandma's house, call your pastor, you know what I mean, get a beat tape, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get you a composition
pad.
Look at
some old footage.
Nigga, did you see the photo? Did you see the video of Meek's sister? Meek's, I think it's his sister. They say it's Meek's sister. She looked like Meek in the face. She looked like Meek in the face. All I know
old
is she
Meek
had
in the face looking
Meek
ass.
Y'all niggas ain't gonna start this shit with me and old Meek. I don't Meek diverting all that anger towards me, nigga. Well, Meek's sister has some bars on deck, though. Shit was better. Can we talk? We even talk about Meek's response.
Is it talkable?
I don't know.
We can talk about that.
Talk about it. I feel like I'm talking.
We can talk about it. We talk about it.
I know he
didn't
hear the shit.
I mean, that was a good
production. He heard the shit.
I heard a snippet of it.
I mean,
I was in an Uber and he played it for me.
First of all, he wasted way too much time on irrelevant ass ad libs. The song was on 15 seconds before he said any goddamn thing of note.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You in a battle, dog. Like, you got to come out right off the back.
Yeah.
And you know, attack the aggressor.
First off.
You know what I'm saying? First off, I fucked your wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fat motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? I take notes from Pop.
Fuck Jay-Z.
You know what I'm saying? You like came.
Fuck Jay-Z. When Nas came out, fuck Jay-Z. And he went straight for the juggler. I mean, Meek dragged his feet, shouted out some irrelevant ass shit, played a movie clip.
Wow, it was very Run Ricky Run. Yeah. Like, it was just disjointed. It was a bunch of little clips of movies. And then it was no real bars, though. And it was no bars.
And then the bars that he had was like, you know what I'm saying, lunchroom, I'm just mad at a nigga bars. It wasn't like no specific direct blows, no punchlines, nothing.
Because this is after two direct hits.
I mean, he was fucked up. He was already on the ropes.
We haven't even talked about the back-to-back bars.
I mean, just I could only imagine his writing room after back-to-back.
Oof.
He in the back of the tour bus. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He got the paper. He balling them up. Shit.
You see the whole arena. Is that a world tour? Is that your girl's tour?
His phone keep going off. His phone keep going off. He can't concentrate. His girl over there tripping. You still don't know if she done fucked Drake or not.
This ain't what she said when she said you need to open up more. Damn it. That was terrible.
Do you think he's in the lab right now, Meek, though?
No.
It's too late. Late
right now, Meek is, you know, he's focused on getting the money off the rest of this tour.
Right now, you know Meek wants to swing on Drake so bad, but he know he'll go back to jail.
Yeah, so he's focused on he going to get his money off this tour. You know what I'm saying? He probably thinking a lot. He need meditation.
Something.
He need breathing. Yeah. Meditation.
Say, let's play this. But say, like in 2 weeks, whatever it is, and he came out with like a crazy rap record.
The thing about battles.
First of all, right now
momentum.
People don't even want to listen.
No,
to
No, I
him
know.
Right
but
now.
Say if he came out with like a ridiculous. Would you fault him for waiting?
You can't drop bombs on a 3 week later diss record. He got to wait for his new album. He got
Father's Day card in August.
He got to drop.
Fuck out of here.
He got to drop subliminals.
I love you, Dad.
He got to drop subliminals on his new album. You know what I'm saying?
And like, that ain't even.
And it got to be hits. It got to be hits. But
that ain't even enough.
But you think they got him in the Ja Rule category right now?
The motherfucker kind of forfeited.
No, I'm saying, but you remember
like,
when
what happened?
Ja Rule got bodied.
Nah, I don't think Meek is it that bad because Meek still has hits out there.
But when motherfucker boo your biggest hit,
that's questionable. But again, I'm just gonna say this new hip hop audience is very fickle, so I don't even think they're gonna commit to not fucking with you that much longer.
Okay,
they might not fuck with you for another maybe 48 hours.
About 3 weeks. I give him three weeks.
Yeah, man.
But he got to do something.
He should.
Not necessarily towards Drake.
He has to acknowledge what's happening.
He has to give his fan base something to ride on.
What could he get?
I guess the other thing, too, is you got to wonder, like, who's in his...
Yeah, whatever hit he got in his back pocket that he was holding.
But it
with
it ain't
the,
even going
to the toughest beat. Whatever the verse he got from the Dre record.
So you saying if he go like hard body, just a hit record. This is what you're saying.
I'm saying
hard body with a hit record. With makes no acknowledgement of what just went on with him and Drake.
I think he can survive. I think in his career, if he came with a big hit record, then that will wane people's memories off of the Drake.
It's hard because he
will. He will
terrible.
Always have lost the battle. Because he already lost the battle. That's already written.
Has anybody done this?
That's already written in stone.
Has anybody done this?
Jay-Z. When he got ethered, which became a verb.
But he had to acknowledge that he got ethered.
What did he acknowledge?
Well, he didn't acknowledge because he came with Super Ugly and it got so bad.
No, Ether came out after Super Ugly.
No, Super Ugly came out after Ether.
Oh, yeah. Super Ugly was terrible.
It was terrible. And then his mom told him to apologize. His mom told him to go up there to the radio station and apologize to that young man. And he had to do that, and he kind of lost. And then Nas did a victory lap, and Jay got quiet for a minute.
Jay dropped the bullshit album.
What was
the Blueprint 2.
Okay.
And then they did the Blueprint 2.5.
Right.
Remember that they did the 2.0? It was terrible. It was bad. It was a good, hard year for Jay-Z. Jay-Z went back to the lab, though, and got a motherfucking hip album together.
That Black Album, was that the response? Was that
after that? Whatever. Look at what album came out after
Blueprint 2.
After Blueprint 2. But he came back with a hard album.
Kingdom Come?
Nah, when Kingdom Come was out the...
So it was Blueprint 2. It had to be Black Album. If it's Black Album, then he did exactly what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, he went back to the motherfucking lab and came back with a hit record. And people...
Yeah.
And then, you know, then Nas faded away.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying?
He and Jay, but Jay did make a record on Blueprint 2. Or Blueprint 2.5, where he goes at Nas.
Yeah, but nobody. Yeah, nobody,
but niggas, a couple niggas know. He did it, like you said, he did it for the fans.
That's
he
it.
He did it for the fans. Like, all right.
That's it.
All right. All right.
Okay,
about,
okay. Yeah. But Ether came on Hot 97 Saturday. And I didn't recall how disgustingly.
So what was the question, Ali? I'm sorry.
What was the album out the Blueprint 2?
The Black Album.
We got that.
See,
right.
See the Black Album. Yeah, so I heard Ether on Saturday. That was a fucking detrimental album, detrimental record.
It was
man.
Dope. The beat was I wasn't never with the beat. Never.
It wasn't even. I wasn't it even on Nas. What he was saying to the man, he was like, "You calling me? I ain't even give you my number.
Yeah,
you been on my nuts. Yeah. I mean."
Well, you know
when
what?
You was getting chased from your building, yeah. You was getting chased to the building, nigga. You was calling my phone with your dick sucking lips. Yeah. It was he
Ty Bo.
Hey, he fucked him up. Ty Bo. He like 36 trying to go to karate class.
No, but there was a lot of lunchroom shit. But if you look at Takeover was like he flipped over his card and he read his stats back to him. It was like, dog. One hot album in 10 years, that's a what? What'd he say? What? Nah, the nigga has some. After Illmatic, what? Ah, fuck the whole shit up. Nigga, I'm gonna tell you something. Everybody listening to the podcast, if you ever want to have a battle about who won, you need to have your lyrics on deck. If your lyrics aren't on deck, it kills your momentum and your point. But trust me, man, that nigga
it's
had
like,
a couple.
It's like a preacher with no Bible.
I'm talking about the Takeover. The nigga said, that's one hot album every 5 year average, and that. But he broke it. The thing was, at the moment, I remember that everybody was so upset as a Nas fan. They were so frustrated with the fact that, like, he just couldn't pick the right beats.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Like these beats, and then at the same time, a lot of his albums were. This is when bootlegs were killing the game, like destroying the game, and like. He would have bootlegs come out where he had different beats with samples he couldn't clear. So everybody loved the joint that you couldn't clear. Then he come back with the shit that's clear. The niggas was like, yo, what the fuck is that? And it kind of killed his brand because Jay-Z was killing
what
shit.
What was the time lapse? What was the time between Ether and Jay's response? What was the...
Jay responded quick after Ether because it was like it was like coming right back to back. It was
okay.
I'm sure it wasn't every day like how it felt like, but it was definitely within a week.
It was still within the time. Because this is still back in the days when Jay and both Nas would jump up in a studio that night.
Right.
Like, it was a day-to-day.
Right, and then Jay was dropping his on Angie Martinez.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when Super Ugly came, you know what I'm saying? It was almost like when they talk about the Emperor Had No Clothes, it was like the first time you really seen Jay real vulnerable. You could tell he rushed what he was saying. He didn't know how to respond to the questions after, you know what I'm saying, the people's response to it. You know what I'm saying? He rushed up there but then didn't have a whole lot to say, and he just seemed weak. You know what I'm saying? And Nas was just seeming like the victor at the time. You know what I'm saying?
But also, Nas had that momentum.
He
was
had
the
people's momentum.
Champ still, because Jay, this was still back in the day when it was still that whole like mainstream versus underground. And not to say that Nas has ever really been underground, but he's like a purist.
Right.
He's hip hop
artist.
Right. He was the high priest of underground.
He's real, like with Jay-Z is commercial.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like Nas that real hip hop
shit.
Jay-Z on that commercial bullshit.
Right.
So everybody was like, Nas gotta save hip hop.
Right.
And like and Nas was frustrated, so that you could feel it was palpable.
Right, it just started.
Fuck Jay-Z, like it took a minute.
See,
that's
how you supposed to come at a motherfucker. You ain't supposed to be dilly dallying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All this preamble.
My Rolly, just jumped out of the Phantom.
He learned though.
And then
in terms of precedence, what happened with 50 and 50 and Ja Rule?
I mean, 50 kind of decimated.
Oh, I mean,
Ja Rule.
Just on every level, every step of the way, he was just.
Now that you got time in to look back
hindsight,
on it,
yeah,
it is damn shame how quickly the tides changed, dog. Because it was, I guess, it came at a time too. Because 50, like if I remember, Ja Rule was kind of not nearing the end, but he was all
no,
over.
No, he
the
was
place.
Hot.
He
as
was
this
hot,
grease,
but he was like. Everywhere.
Yeah, he was everywhere.
Ashanti.
They was doing their thing.
Was one of
but you know what I'm saying? He was still, you know what I'm saying?
Murder, Inc.
Ja Rule was one of them artists that you tolerated as a hit maker. You know, he had hits, but it was like, you know, tolerable hits. It wasn't like you was like, Ja, that's my, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the dude who I'm riding with Ja. he was on top.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Commercially. And when 50 came with that hard body underground type shit and just hitting them here and hitting them there and just dogging them and dragging them.
Yeah, that momentum.
People
too.
Quickly just jumped off of Ja Rule team. Like
50 had the momentum.
It was just instantly over.
He was looking invincible. He just came back from being shot nine times.
Nine times, motherfucker.
And he's still talking shit.
Got a 12-pack on the record. Yeah, I mean, all built. And
I know.
He's talking shit about everybody. Shit about everybody. And he had them big-ass hit records.
Yeah, them records was huge.
In the club. Woo.
Yeah.
They was even mixed better than everything that was on
the
radio.
You fucking with Dre, so you know what I'm saying? You fucking with Dre, you're going to get that sonic. That sonic quality.
It was like if an underdog just won the lotto.
And that's exactly what it was.
The motherfucker still had the underdog spirit. You know,
and that's what he said. That's what he said in the club. I got a meal off the deal and I'm still in the ground.
Exactly. He was taking no mercy. He took no mercy. 50 became such a bully, though. That motherfucker became an exterminator.
Yeah.
He started destroying careers.
For Orkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, cannabis and... LL.
Yeah, that's irrelevant.
Yeah, that was.
LL had done bodied a whole bunch of people by the time he got cannabis.
But you saw the LL and cannabis made up like 15 years later. Did you see that video?
Yeah, you told me about that.
Oh, sad looking video. Some niggas on stage giving each other a pound about a beef that happened 15 years ago that nobody in the audience really gave that much of a fuck about. It was like a light applause. Like, all right, well, good. Like, to see black folks get it together. Like, but you know.
Awards dinner.
Oh shit, man.
But you know, speaking of Dre and Sonic Quality, you know what I'm saying? I heard he dropping the album.
Yeah, man, he put out the Straight Outta Compton soundtrack.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kinda sorta. I think it's not really related to the movie.
You don't
think
so?
It's inspired by.
But the difference is on this time between when Jay-Z did the Inspired album.
Pulling the American Gangster.
But Jay-Z had nothing to do with the American Gangster movie. In this case, Dre got something to do with the movie. It's his story.
That's a good point.
He got the right.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? The dropper inspired by.
Which is only a way to test the response to some of this old Detox material. In my opinion, maybe I'm cynical, but I think that Dre, the reason that Detox hasn't come out for all these years is, from what I understand, Dre's a super perfectionist.
No doubt.
And he's probably can't put the cancel button on, from what I understand, records that are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I guess in the glory of what they had started in celebration of the entire NWA movement, it's no better time than to just fuck it. Let me throw a few of these while we got this goodwill pouring in on a nigga. Mm-hmm. Let me see what you think about some of these Detox outtakes. And if
you think it's outtakes. It don't have none of the cats that was supposed to be on Detox on the album, though.
I feel like every other nigga was supposed to be on Detox.
Yeah, everybody was on the Detox.
That's what I'm saying. But
when you look at the track list, and I don't even know none of these people. Except Kendrick.
Kendrick, Marsha Ambrosius.
Isn't M on one of them?
No, I think they brought her in. I mean, I feel like everybody that went out to Cali.
Everybody was on Detox.
Yeah, they at least had two or three Detox sessions. If you were signed to Interscope, I think you had to go through there to put some bars out there. All I'm saying is it might not even be the lyrics. Maybe it's the sound, because Dre does a full sound.
Right, yeah, he's going to come with a sound.
I'm excited to hear it. I know it's going to at least be mixed right.
It's going to be sonically crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be good for your speakers, though.
Yeah. It's going to be well edited in post.
Exactly. It's going to be some shit. It's going to have that crack to it.
You know what I'm saying?
But outside of that, I don't. My
expectations
are low.
But this is an exciting movie, though, man. I'm excited to watch it.
I'm excited. I thought I was going to go to a screen tomorrow. That shit looks like a womp womp.
Don't count it out. We still got strings out there.
Yeah, hope against hope. Man. I was so excited, man. It was like, ooh.
Pull some strings, see what happens.
Let's see.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it drops on the 14th?
The 14th.
14th.
And what was the first time you heard NWA?
Man, I was in college. I got late to hip hop. I didn't listen to Tupac till like 2003.
Yeah, you tell us that all the time.
Yeah,
people know. What was the first time when you heard NWA? What did you think?
What song was that? Jesus Christ, I gotta go back. I forget what song it was, but I was like, man, these guys are aggressive. These guys are aggressive, man. These guys are. It was a little harsh for me up front because I was learning about hip hop and Wu-Tang and then Nas, and then so NWA was so just, you know, these guys were just like,
and it was retro at that point.
Yeah, they were like a, no so
retro.
Yeah, by the time Tupac I got to, yeah, was out, yeah, the NWA was
that shit was dangerous.
It was OG.
And my father, he wasn't unopposed to me playing music in the house, but he just didn't want too many curses.
Yeah,
and
yeah, right. Yeah.
Like if you heard too many fuck yous and yeah, and a lot of N words, he told me to shut it off.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so I had to find a nice little balance between.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't about no NWA.
Yeah, he wasn't. He would. He come in that room and be like, what are you listening to?
First time I heard NWA, I was in Cleveland, and my cousin Chris brought a NWA cassette. Just not the real one, but just one where they put out just the music that they had out. And this was before the albums dropped. And they had a song, that Dope Man song on there.
Yeah.
It was from the EP they had before their first album. And, you know, when I heard Dope Man, that was the first time I heard a record describe what was going on as clear as they did, you know what I'm saying, like all the way down to how the crackheads act, and you know what I'm saying, and when he was like, you know what I'm saying, talking about the girl who, you know what I'm saying, you ain't nothing but a dope man's chick, you know what I'm saying, do what he say and you keep your mouth shut, and then you know a bunch of girls that all they want to be is with a dope boy, you know what I'm saying, and that's how they act around him. It's like, damn, like these motherfuckers is breaking it all the way down.
Yeah. I don't know, the first time I heard NWA, I just know that shit was, to your point, that shit was explicit. Yeah. That shit was what the parental advisory shit was all about. I knew I was young. I knew I could. I knew when I heard NWA, I didn't hear that shit at my crib. Mm-hmm. I couldn't listen to that shit at the crib. I had to listen to my man Alex and Tony had it. I remember when they first came out. I remember. I don't think I was really all into them either.
Right.
They was all right. They were wild as shit. I couldn't bring it to the crib. The thing was, I used to get a dub of certain shit, bring it to the crib, and like listen to it again and again and break it down. So I couldn't do that with that. I didn't really get into NWA until, I mean, probably Niggas for Life was the album where it was like, you had heard all the other shit, but like Niggas for Life was, everybody was like, oh, this shit here is crazy. And then was 100 Miles of Running with the Beef, was the Beef, No Vaseline, that was before Niggas for Life? That was right after?
That was like, I think they added that the 100 Miles of Running was right after Niggas for Life. So it was Niggas for Life, then 100 Miles of Running.
Yeah, and then I just know I became a Cube fan from the door. I fucked with Cube from the door.
Right, so it was when first time I heard like gangster. It was weird because, you know, how crazy and wild it is. Whatever we was learning in English class at that moment, when I heard gangster, it seemed like Cube, he must have just came out of English class too, because the way he structured the, you know what I'm saying, he had an intro to who he was. Mm-hmm. Here's a little somebody looking like me.
Little lead.
You know what I'm saying? So
exposition ass.
I was like, this motherfucker is writing an essay.
Yeah.
That's, it was exactly what we learned about some Shakespeare shit.
He put it on,
He was breaking it down with just, you know what I'm saying, gangster. But the way it was formatted was like, damn, I just learned that shit.
Yeah.
You could tell, you know what I'm saying, like he was young, he was still fresh out of English class and shit. So that was the first thing that I took, like, this motherfucker done been to school.
Now that I do remember, too, the Jerry Curl shit kind of threw me. The Jerry Curls was a little, because I think the Jerry Curl had kind of faded out on the East Coast.
Yeah, Jerry Curl had been gone everywhere, and except that shit for Cali.
They was aggressive with the Jerry Curl.
They was greasy with the Jerry Curl.
That kind of threw me.
they was real greasy with the Jerry Curl.
Yeah, but they was some bad motherfuckers.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody told me there was a gang in the Heights called the Dominican Jerry Curlers. I don't know if it's true or not. Back in the day.
In where? In Washington?
Yeah, it's called the Dominican Jerry Curlers. It was like an actual gang.
I mean, Jerry Curl was
big. I mean, maybe it's true. Yeah, maybe, you know.
It was smooth with a Jerry Curl.
Jerry. That was a cool way to spell Jerry, too. J-H-E-R-I. Jerry Curl. That's cool. That's
Jerry.
That sounds like somebody's aunt that wear a lot of jewelry.
Somebody's aunt did make it.
Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry Curl.
They committed a crime. A lot of evidence is left. All that juice.
And that juice. A lot of soiled couches and pillowcases.
Ah, terrible.
Jerry.
Terrible.
Oh, man.
Committed the crime.
Mess with a girl who had the Jerry Curl in the back of her collar. Always be soaked.
Let me ask you this, though. Has there been anything?
Yellow and red bottles all over, like,
I have one to this, though. I think NWA is so tied to the climate at the time, the context of the country. Has there been anything since, musically, that's had that, like, just
since?
That texture, that raw, just
the Chronic?
The Chronic? I guess in the last 15 years, nothing.
mean, Kendrick is trying to do something with this. Kendrick,
it's a slow build with Kendrick. Kendrick is the start of something. Like, you know what I'm saying? In the same way Schoolie D was the start of gangster rap. When Schoolie D came with PSK, you know
the
what I'm
seed,
saying?
The seed.
Planted the seed, and then Ice-T came with Six in the Morning. That opened it up. If you listen to Boys in the Hood, the cadence is the same as Six in the Morning, which is the same as PSK. You know what I'm saying? So I think Kendrick is a seed right now. You know what I'm saying? That's going to grow, and more people going to jump in on that lane. But he just the first right now.
Yeah, and if you 15 and listening to Kendrick, then he's probably blowing your mind.
Right, you know what I mean? Yeah.
He's probably encouraging you to go out and read certain shit. Right. He's dropping names and jewels and shit, and you're going to – that's the thing. Like, right. I always look at that. Those are the artists that are that influential. It used to feel like it was way more. Mm-hmm. It used to feel like – you know how they said – what Chuck D said – the black CNN, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Public Enemy. Like, if you listen to KRS-One, KRS-One used to break shit down talking about, like, even the Board of Education.
Right.
He had you, like, you was a well-to-do, scholar after you listened.
Talking about your ancestors.
Yeah.
Town hall
you must learn. But back in the day, there was value in being knowledgeable.
Right.
Knowledge was sexy. You know what I mean? Right. Hey, yo, do the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Right. Stay woke. All of that shit was, like, that was big.
Right.
Then it became like motherfuckers is like willfully ignorant. You got it
on purpose.
I mean,
some people love it, but some, you know, like we can embrace all of that shit. But
yeah, it was just more variety that was put out. You know what I'm saying? That was on in the mainstream lexicon. It was more variety to it because none of it was pop yet, except for like Run DMC and maybe LL. So you just had a whole lot of different things going on. Then you have that. Then what plays now? You still got a lot of stuff going. It's just you got to dig and you got to find for it. You know what I'm saying?
I think the Migos challenged the status quo.
What the fuck is you talking?
I don't even know many Migos. So I just like their fucking energy.
I was walking by the garden today and I seen
that shit is just catching it.
Well, I'll be honest. I gotta go online and find out who Migos.
Yeah, don't worry,
Migos. I want Migos to do the ad libs to my documentary.
Who's Migos?
To my own life story.
These cats from Atlanta. It's a group from Atlanta.
And every time one of them say something, it should be somebody in the background that yell it. Mm-hmm. We're in the bando. Bando.
And just their flow is very familiar. It's very interesting.
Ali grew up
Migos to me, the name Migos sounds like a racial slur though, let's be honest.
But it's not short for Amigos, right? Is that the
It could be.
You're bringing a Spanish consultant in here.
Migos.
Latino
consultant.
Latino Insight.
Yeah, no doubt.
Bring
that's
that
the
in
name
there.
Of his public access show.
Latino Insight.
Latino Insight. Word.
Polyester suit jacket.
Vladimir Camacho.
Legs crossed. With a fake tree in the back and a glass of water.
Who was your first
Gil
guest?
Nobo. Gil Nobo.
R.I.P. Gil Nobo.
Who was your first guest on
all that
Latino today, Insights?
Today we have a popular group from Atlanta called Migos.
Migos!
Migos!
You be wearing sweaters on the shirt or?
Sweaters with the button down shirt underneath and the tie, the burgundy tie and the comb over.
Your sweater's gonna be fresh though. They ain't gonna have
no. A couple strays.
No, they don't have no hanger prints on them.
No nipples on the sweater.
We gotta talk about that.
But really, got nipples on your sweaters.
But really quickly though,
nipples.
I'm gonna get to that though. But I was walking by the garden. I seen the J. Cole.
Said fuck that alley oop.
Fuck it.
Nah, because I was walking by. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Listen,
Latino Insights.
Today we have a good guest.
Now go ahead. What's poppin'?
No. Listeners, what they're talking about is I bought some new hangers. I went on Amazon.com. I did some research on some hangers. I was looking for a particular hanger.
What is hanger research?
Exactly.
You go online and you type in hangers on Amazon. Look at the reviews. Who has the most star? The most
reviews
stars.
On hangers. Yeah. Hangers been around for hundreds of years.
But what is the point of contention with hangers? Like what is like this hanger ain't hanging like we thought it was gonna hang.
I recently went to H&M to buy some clothing, and I walk in the store and I buy a couple T-shirts, and I don't know it's maybe you know I'm, yeah you know. I
insights into getting money.
Go ahead.
Getting that money.
So you're getting this paper. I'm
at the H&M trying to buy some shirts. Nice little undershirt, nothing too crazy.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed something. Maybe it's my body type, but whenever I put on a t-shirt,
ladies go, wow. Ow! Bow, bow, bow. Latino. Insight. Now go ahead. So your body type. Go ahead.
I get these little bumps on my shoulders, like little shoulder nipples.
Oh, no.
You know, nipples on your shoulders.
Got the herpes on your shoulder blades. You
massaged. Should have went on ahead and got the hand job, player.
Oh, man, listen, I'll dip my body in hand sanitizer after that.
Yeah, whatever. Massage. That's why you got titties on your back.
Start about all of them. So
you got some nipples on your shoulders?
Yeah, I think it's my I don't know if it's my body type or not, but then I go to the guy. I go, hey, do you have any shirts that are not hanged, that are folded? And, you know, the dudes always get frustrated when you ask them for anything outside the job description. Nah, we just got them all hanged up, you know. So there's a little trick I learned. If you put a little, you put the shirt on and you put a little cool water at the spot that's.
Cool water cologne?
No, cool water like water, like actual water.
Oh, that's a water like.
Fresh dress like a million bucks. Throw it back.
You put like, maybe like take a nice little ice cube and you rub it on the nipple.
What are we talking about here? Rosie Perez in his fucking sweaters.
Shit, this is a...
Listen, you go online, you Google shirt nipples, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Google images,
and then all the X-ray pop-ups gonna pop up
shirt,
on shit.
You shirt nipples on shirt, and you'll see them. There's like a little bump on the shoulder that comes out. You get a little cool water from the sink, cool water or ice cube. Mm-hmm. You put it on, and then as it dries, it molds to the shape of your shoulder.
Mm-hmm. That was this week's weird moment with Vladimir.
So I went out and I bought some good hangers on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Nice hangers, put the
clothes
up. How much
you paying for hangers?
I got about, I think it was 20 hangers for like
$8.98. You ain't got no That's kids.
Decent. Plastic? What you getting? Plastic? No,
these are like, they got like some soft, like velvet. I'm like some.
Oh, I know. Oh,
okay,
about.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Right, we'll see what
but great reviews, though.
We'll see what happens.
And like you said, like, what does a hanger review say?
Oh, keeps the shirt fit the way it's supposed to fit. Those are the reviews typically.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to get the shirt off.
What are we talking about?
Shirt hangers.
No, fuck what you said. So you got them. So you got some hanging shirts.
Got some good hanging shirts. I'll give you guys reviews when I put. I got it in my bag right now.
In that bag. That's a magic bag. That shit ain't got no bottom.
I went out, got myself a nice North Face 40-liter bag.
With Jordans in that motherfucker.
So on occasion.
Hangers,
hand sanitizer. I keep a little care kit in my bag.
You got the fleshlight in your bag? And you got a fleshlight now?
Well, he's right. So, yeah, long story short.
What the fuck is a fleshlight? I
mean, explain to people.
Well, Damien knows. So at certain comedy festivals, what happens is they give you a gift bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in said gift bag, Damien went to a festival as well.
Wait. What is a fleshlight?
Okay, so a fleshlight is basically, it's a portable vagina.
A portable vagina?
Yeah.
Like you take a vagina and put it.
Well, yes. It's not a real vagina. Cause you can't portable a vagina.
No doubt.
Well, vagina, I guess, is portable. It comes with legs.
That's very
a real
portable.
Vagina, but this is not a real vagina. This is a simulated
this
vagina.
A simulated vagina.
I believe
that's
so.
Built like a
flashlight.
Like a flashlight. So like a empty flashlight.
Correct.
Hence the word flesh.
Oh, fleshlight.
Okay.
It's quite big. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like a big flashlight, and
It's accommodating, I guess.
Okay,
let you live life.
Sometimes you need a little
one size fits all. Huh?
It's also known as a stamina training unit.
Okay.
And it says on the box, if you could last 10 minutes
or a stew
in a fleshlight, you could go forever in real
stew.
Vagina. However, if you decide to fuck a fleshlight, you may have made a decision that real vagina might be out your grasp. You know what I mean?
At that very moment.
But you never know. They give them to us free at these comedy festivals. He was in Montreal.
Go ahead. Tell us how you got
Moon
it.
Tower.
Montreal. So you already
how'd
know.
How'd you enjoy your fleshlight?
Well, first of all, you already know a hand job scares me. So I get
not your own fucking hand.
No, but I mean, I'm at the massage parlor. You know, a hand job is already putting me at unease.
Uh-huh.
Listeners, if you don't know the context, listen to last week's episode where I talk about my trip to the massage parlor. So I get the fleshlight, right? And I go, I'm not going to use this, right? I'm telling the person at the counter, but I'm like, I'm not going to use this fleshlight.
Who gives this fleshlight
to? The festival people.
Oh, the festival. So you arrive at the festival, get your bag,
badge.
Here's your pussy in a box.
On deck. Okay. Yeah. And I'm like, listen, I don't think I'm going to be
pussy
using
in a box. I wonder, did that probably wouldn't have worked at Walmart. Go ahead.
on sale in aisle three.
That pussy.
In a box. That pussy. On sale.
With say it with a as, list. As plies as the spokesperson. Now you go get this box so that you got
you
a big
fat. You say it with a list.
Make it sound a little bit more illicit. Pussy, pussy. All right, so go ahead, brother. So speak on now.
So I say, said I can't believe you said it with a lisp. So basically I say, listen, I'm not going to use this. And then she goes, you sure? It's worth $92. Now that's what my brain, if you, listen, if you don't know, I'm kind of a cheapskate. I'm very frugal. And I don't like throwing out the, I mean, you know, one time I almost returned a prescription. That's how much I don't like spending money. And I was like, $92. I was like, all right, I'll keep it. And I'm not using it. I'm just keeping it because it's worth $92.
Mm-hmm. You scared?
I got it in my house. I'm afraid my mother's going to walk in and see it. Like, he's going
to
walk
in. Are you scared to put your thing in it?
There's a little bit of shame in that. A little bit of shame in
that. They gave it to you. There's no shame. You didn't buy it. You didn't pay $92.
I didn't pay $92.
I can see if they gave you a gift.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true. I guess if you pay for it, that's where the shame would come from. You spend hard-earned money.
Yeah, if you bought it, you don't give a fuck.
That's the other way to look at it, too.
You're reviewing it.
You know what I'm saying? You bought these.
You're an influencer. They want to know what you think.
Right. You might have a joke or two about it.
Absolutely.
And I get the box, and I'm checking to make sure the tape has never been removed. You know what I mean? I'm looking at this thing like
somebody took it, used it, brought it back to the store. It was back.
So I think I'm going to sell it to Flannery. Chris is going to buy it for me for $40 maybe. Right, Chris?
No, I'm not going to spend money on it. That's okay.
That's embarrassing.
Chris, you don't
want to. Why are you trying to throw Chris under the bus, man?
I thought he said you wanted it.
Go ahead, put your dick in it and keep it moving.
Yeah, I said I would take it. I didn't say I was going to buy it. But no, I'm not embarrassed by it. That's fine.
Listen, man. It's interesting. I fucked with it. I ain't going to lie to you.
So when you got yours, tell us your story of how you got yours.
A similar story. I did it. I did what?
Moon Tower, right?
Moon Tower. And they gave me a gift bag. The gift bag has some heft to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you didn't peek.
I didn't even know what it was. It was a heavy gift bag. When you get a gift bag and it's got some heft to it, you're excited. Like, oh, this might be some real shit.
Right.
So I open it up. I said, oh, wait a minute. It's the flashlight.
Now, hold up, wait a minute. You thought I was finished?
Now, I was familiar. I'd known about the flashlight. I hadn't heard about it.
Did the research.
Yeah, I've been in different corners of the internet. You know what I mean? Where shit like that is discussed.
So this week and watch the entire internet.
Exactly. So I saw this. I said, oh, shit, this is interesting. I knew immediately. Oh, I was going to fuck that. I knew immediately. We were there for a festival. I had heard about the shit. I have 4 days for the festival. I said, you know what? I'm not going to do it on day one. You know what I mean? I'm going to let the tension mount. I'm like, let it build. You know what I'm saying?
He was building anticipation.
Yeah, look at fucking. So after the festival, last day.
Oh, so you waited until everything was done.
Yeah, last day we done is like the post-festival reception in the bar. Everybody's kicking. It's a great time. Bar's getting, you know, the night is getting long. It's getting to that hour where you could tell it's the last night. Niggas is trying to put their bid in, see what's up. Everybody looking at each other.
But you had your bid in already.
I felt better than everybody. I had something at the crib. So,
on deck.
Like on deck. I had something deck. At the spot waiting for me. D, you good? So I said, all right.
Was it texting you? Like, yo, D.
Nah, it wasn't none of that, but it was just understood.
Right.
What Jeezy say, what's understood don't need to be explained. Whatever, Jeezy, but I like what you say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, so I get to the spot. Now, the flashlight, as you said, it's housed in like hard plastic, but then there's a silicone insert, which is... I guess a vagina facsimile,
simulation.
Vagina Xerox,
yeah,
a carbon copy.
So in what they tell you to do, they tell you to pull a silicone insert out and then get it hot. They don't tell you how hot to get it. They just say to get
how do you
shit
get
hot.
It hot?
You got, you know, put it in some water, like hot water, like if you're in a hotel, you put it in your
little microwave.
Sink. Put in your sink. Now put the sink and pour some hot water on it. They don't tell you how hot to get it or how hot not to get it. They figure, listen, if you're going to go this far, you really may not have much regard for your member. But anyway, so
dim the lights?
No. I want to see everything.
This is a product review right now.
This is a product review. Exactly. Thank you. It's a product review. This is nothing more. This, you know what I mean? I'm an influencer. Anyway, so
it's one of the greatest stories.
So I get it, nice and warm, and it comes with like some lube. Comes with a lube piece, but it's like in a,
It's like in a hard plastic. It looks like it's like a duck sauce lube, but it's like in the hard plastic. You know, the hard plastic, you buy some shit, you got to use your scissors.
Right.
I ain't got the scissors, so I had to kind of fucking get it with my teeth and shit. Now, the scary thing is, it's bad enough I'm about to fuck with this flush. I don't want to get skated on with the fucking lube that's attached. But we get the lube right, and then we get everything together. You know what I mean? We do myself, we lube me, lube the light, and then we go upon entry. And let me tell you something. That shit ain't nothing to fuck with, Pop. That shit ain't nothing. Do not sleep on that shit. I had to pull back immediately because the shit was realer than I expected it to be. Whoever was the model, I want to send salute to you because that shit, whoa. But, you know, after you're done, you realize how lonely you are in that hotel room. You know what I'm saying?
Once the nut come gushing.
Once it ain't. You just put it in the drawer and
that's called the fleshlight.
Leave a couple extra dollars.
It shines a light on your situation. Exactly. So now wait, did you just throw in the trash? Or you left it for the housekeeping?
I threw it out. I threw it away. I can't fly back with it. You know, I'm not trying to put the shit in my thing, and they can't. I'm not bringing it back to the house.
Oh, okay.
That's the other woman.
You threw it.
You know what I mean? I can't. That's a transient thing.
It vibrate or something?
No. It's all about you. No, dog. It's just I would. Yeah, I used to talk about this on stage a little bit more in depth. It's official.
Now, question though is, I'm just asking honestly. I'm not even joking around. Within moments you're in the house, you're like, man, I wish I had that flashlight with me.
Nah.
So, there you go. That's the review.
It's something to do though. Flat. Something to do, man. It's one of those things.
Hold on to it. You know what I'm saying? You might fuck around.
You didn't buy it. That's where there's no shame. If you ain't pay for that shit, man, all you doing is checking it out, man. You know what I'm saying? Only you.
I mean, I'm still.
It's only you. It's still you.
Maybe. I mean, I'm still behind on Ray Donovan. I got to catch up on that. You know, so.
I don't understand what that has to do with anything, but I you know, again, you perfecting your weird, weird Vlad over here.
But yeah, so but I did have other friends. I had other friends that used the fleshlight, and they all raved about it. Like
the shit.
They said, "Yo, Vlad, it's been epic." And I'm like, well, you know, maybe
I ain't gonna force you.
Ali, how would a fleshlight sound to a married? Like, how does it sound to a married man? Like something so foreign? Like,
man, it wouldn't be foreign. I mean, I use my hand. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes your wife don't give you none.
Flesh hands.
Shit, you had the house like
flesh hands.
And it's curiosity. Let's not get it fucked up. It's the curiosity of it. It's like, let me see. It's the technology bent to it. Like, let me see what like, these scientists
I think. I think like what D said, it ain't nothing you want to have around the crib. Nah. And you know what I'm saying? Your kids stumble upon, what is this?
oh, that's all.
Oh, hey, put that on.
Put that down. That's
when the lights go out.
That's the remote control cozy.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Fucking mess.
But, so yeah, so that, you know, that was my experience with the fleshlight. I haven't used it yet. It's still taped in a box. So, Chris, when you're ready to buy, let me know.
Now, I wouldn't do a commercial for fleshlights. That's a lot.
Like a little PSA?
Yeah, I wouldn't do no shit like that, but, other than that, man, what else is
cracking? But I want to hear about the OVO.
OVO.
I want to hear
OVO.
OVO.
OVO, so I'm so.
OVO was, I mean, one thing I heard about OVO.
Did I just mess that up?
We in the conversation. It should switch lanes erratically.
Isn't the OVO female?
You got to keep up.
I think I just messed that
it's
up.
It's OVO.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's all good.
I know. I messed that up. I'm sorry.
Ovary is what you're
talking about. I'm talking about fallopian tubes and.
What is this?
What's what?
Shirt, what's the C about?
Oh, I did a college in Montana called Carroll College.
Oh, okay.
And whenever I go to college, I always ask for some kind of swag.
You know who else used to do that? Bill Cosby.
Mm.
He did. I used to watch the Cosby Show. I used to always have the Cosby sweat, like all the fucking college sweaters. And that made me want to do the same thing when I go to, you know. But that should be where it stops.
Right.
Okay.
Cosby could have used the fleshlight, probably.
Oh, that
would have been right up his alley. Flattery. Nah, he don't like his shit to move, though.
You know what's funny about that? That's actually
he want his shit
laid
actually out.
A way to it's a creepy way to like to kind of say something weird to somebody. Like, you know, Cosby used to.
Oh, because Cosby is hilarious. is a loaded.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, Cosby used to eat like that. You know,
they say Cosby used to like kids.
That's how he used to park. Yeah, he used to park just like that. Or you parking?
You know how that is. But speaking of legends.
Hmm.
That's a terrible transition, but speaking of, he's a legend.
You interviewed Ice Cube.
Yes, today. Yeah, I mean, we were going to talk about it earlier, but we switched lanes.
That was a bumpy transition.
You know what I'm saying? We switched lanes real quick.
It's like you missed your exit and you had to double back.
Yeah, we had to bust a U. Bust a U-E.
Why you ain't tell me?
GPS rerouted.
U-E.
350 yards.
Nah, but we shot Ice Cube right before I came here. And so this is my first time ever meeting Ice Cube, you know what I mean?
He listened to it in the conversation?
Not yet. Okay. I dropped it on him, you know what I'm saying? I tried to get him to come through, but he was speeding up out of that shit.
This is like what, I don't know where we rank.
But we up there, you know what I'm saying?
Look at the list.
We rank. We rank.
And you know what I'm saying? Our listeners, you know what I'm saying? Y'all going out there and tell them.
Keep listening, y'all.
But yeah, so met Cube, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Cube was smooth, man.
Cool.
Yeah, you can tell Cube been rich a long time. Cube ain't got no worries.
He don't age, man. He looks young as us.
That different type of moisturizer.
You know what I'm saying? He definitely was moisturized.
That money.
It was like this. You know what I'm saying? Cube came through. He had black jeans, NWA t-shirt. Looked like a NWA t-shirt from back then, not a new one.
Throwback.
Early
like
merch
a real
table.
Throwing, you know what I'm saying? And then you know, of course, an LA hat or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you see him like, okay, Q, you know what I'm saying? Q, you know what he got on? Okay, looking regular. Okay,
what are those?
Yeah, what kind of sneakers he had on?
Actually, he had on the Clydes, like I had on.
Okay, y'all had the moment where you're like,
OG status.
Yeah.
He had on the Clydes.
Puma Clydes. All right, peace.
So you know, but as soon as he sat in the chair in front of the camera, you it's like, oh shit.
Cube.
Because you used to seeing Cube in a box, not in real life.
Yeah. Like,
barbershop.
Okay. Hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
He had to get back into his medium. He's real.
Like, oh shit, that's Cube.
Man, he had to look like he's on TV.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? It tell you like little tricks what, you know what I'm saying, celebrities do. And you, like I said, you could tell he been doing this a minute. So when you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like most people, you know, they come in, they, you know, they get themselves together before they get on the camera or whatever. But when Q sat down, he was ready. You know what I'm saying? He had the Beyonce moisturizer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, you don't get ashy.
Okay.
Q, you know what I'm saying? Whatever kind of lotion
no
he had.
No struggle is apparent.
Nah, no struggle.
In your shit.
No,
not at all.
It was one had to straight up glisten.
Good.
So, you know what I'm saying? But you could tell he ain't had no worries. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like when you come across the new gangster rapper.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? As opposed to the gangster rapper that's been rich for a long time.
Uh-huh.
So, you know what I'm saying?
He probably don't even have to be gangster.
No. He ain't got to be gangster. But he's still Cube and you give him the proper OG status. But he was like a proper, you know what I'm saying? He was almost like a proper rich white man, you know what I'm saying?
You talked to him about school zones and districts and shit like that.
That's probably what we would have talked about, but we talked about what we were there to talk about, but you know what I'm saying? His etiquette and his, you know what I'm saying? He was very proper with his etiquette, you know what I'm saying? He
what come kind in of and etiquette? Do
his thing. You know what I mean? Just saying his demeanor. Like
you can tell he been the man for a while.
Right. You know what I'm saying? When you think about him, you know what I'm saying? Cube been Cube since he was about 17.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And ain't fell off yet.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? When his music fell off, you know, his movies was popping. So ain't really been much, you know, struggle since, you know what I'm saying, he had to drop the No Vaseline and come to New York to make that first album of his.
Yeah. Did you drop any gems in this interview? Did he leave you anything?
Nah, but the interview was about sneakers.
Okay.
We doing a show on sneakers.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of legends, you know what I'm saying? Like last week was DMC.
Okay.
This week with Cube. Thursday we're doing Bun B and Fab.
What kind of sneakers did Cube have on?
Cube had on the Clydes.
What's he talking about?
It was interesting. I can't go all the way into what he's saying because the show still got to come out. But it was interesting because you think that he's only going to talk about Chucks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But then, you know what I'm saying? One of the things he said, you know what I'm saying, is that, and you never really think about it like this because, you know, you see him in NWA, gangster rappers. And he was like, you know, once we started making money and shopping and stuff, I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying, they always got on khakis and you know what I'm saying, some Chuck Taylors, you know what I'm saying, it's like you never think about
trying shit on,
you know what I'm saying, yeah, you never think about Cube,
I don't know,
you know,
how's it look, you gotta ask Yella, turn around, how's it look,
you know what I'm saying,
I don't feel confident with this one.
And, you know, and yeah, he went into it. He was like, you know, in the beginning, it was Easy who had all that shit because Easy already had money. Easy had always had money.
Yeah.
So he was the one who used to shop. But then you think about that. You're like, Easy, he shop. For what?
He ain't getting a lumberjack. Run small anyway. Yeah, he ain't getting little kids, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just to hear him talk about other things other than the uniform that they wore as NWA or as Ice Cube, the rapper, you know what I'm saying, was interesting.
Just to see him as a human being, as a regular person.
Right, because it's like, that's one of the, for me, that's one of the people, like, you know, it wasn't no internet back then, so it wasn't no blogs and no Twitter, no artists on Twitter telling you everything they're doing. So all you had was what you were given.
Yeah.
So he was one of those rappers that you never saw outside of the character, really, except in the movies.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, even that's another character.
Yeah.
So, you know, just to have that little tidbit of, damn, Ice Cube.
Did y'all talk at all off camera? Like, did y'all talk?
Nah, Cube, you know what I'm saying? He professional about his shit. He was in the motherfucking
time
out.
Time is his time. You know, once it say cut, I don't know y'all niggas like this.
Exactly. Once it was like, okay, that's my last question.
He's out.
Damn. He took a couple pictures. We took some pictures and stuff, but you know what I'm saying? Cool. Wasn't no whole lot of chit chat.
Something for the gram.
You know what I'm saying? Something for the gram.
There you go. You gotta get it for the gram. Yeah, well, it ain't never happened.
You know what I mean? Got a little something for the gram and kept it moving, but you know, he had to respect that.
How deep was that? Did he show up with a lot of people like with him?
Nah, just a lot of, you know, PR people, movie PR people. We had, you know what I'm saying, Big Swole, you know what I'm saying? Security dude, you know what I'm saying? Big Swole. It's so ironic though, because Big Swole. I'm probably fucking up when we probably see these cats at the premiere. But Big Swole
don't sound like the nigga you want to say nothing bad about.
No. Big Swole.
But Big Swole.
Nothing but compliments.
Shout out to Big Swole.
Great guy. I'm from
Miami, right? Uh-huh. So, you know what I'm saying? In Florida, the last tip, you get to a city called Key West. If you drive all the way south, you get to Key West, which is like, you know what I'm saying? It's really known for being a gay town.
Okay.
Like, very homo friendly, you know what I'm saying? So, like, even back in the day, in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? So, that was one town where it was always, you know what I'm saying, Rainbow Pride every day.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? When I think of Key West, that's what I think about.
Big Swole?
Big Swole had on a Key West t-shirt. I was like, oh, man, that's ironic.
Big Swole on Key West. That sounds cool.
But it looked like Big Swole probably went down there, went fishing, had a good time. You know what I'm saying? Because there's some good fishing out there. Because that's what, like, when you.
That's what they all say.
What do you mean by fishing?
Ain't nobody trying to say that about Big Swole, man.
You better not.
Y'all always trying to start something.
I ain't say shit. I tried to stop it. Then we tried to stop it. We said, wait. It's Big Swole conversation.
Y'all always trying to start something, man.
I think we're going to need a bigger boat.
Shout out to Big Swole.
Throw your line out there.
All right. That was Vladimir.
Vlad.
Got any bait?
Last shot.
Flashbot Vlad.
Yo, Big Swole is a legend. Motherfucking Cube is a legend. You know what I mean? But yo, let's talk about, like, did you see this shit?
What are those?
What are those? Yo, there's this shit. There's the new shit. And the young kids like to do when they're coming for your neck, when they're trying to heat you up and roast you about your footwear.
Burn you up.
Is they will make a outsized fucking... what do you call it? Gesture pointing to your shoes.
Announcement,
and saying,
revelation.
What are those? And if your shoes look unfamiliar, ooh, you are on the hot side of that fire.
I'm nervous now.
So, you would imagine.
I got very unfamiliar shoes.
I feel like the only familiar shoe is a Jordan.
Right.
But wouldn't you know it? some young punk.
The Plot Thickens?
Some young punk at Jordan's camp.
Flight camp.
At a Jordan camp, nonetheless.
At a Jordan camp, flight camp. He gets up, his moment, to have a moment of just a
conversation.
Acknowledgement by a guard, a basketball legend, an icon. And this young man says to Michael Jordan,
what are those?
And the crowd went, why?
And what does Jordan do? He checks in with his people.
Checked it with his slang editorial.
Wait, hold up. What the fuck is this? What is this?
Is he trying to play me?
Because, you know, Jordan is the king of slander.
I don't slap fire. So he came
and
back.
Was like, nah, he's trying to say, you know, what kind of sneakers you got. And Jay was like, oh, okay.
And Jay hit him back with, these are 29 of those. Which was funny. It was cool. But what made me, this shit was funny to me on a couple different levels. First thing, my first reaction when I saw this shit,
I was very upset. As I know, I'll get older. Like these fucking young punks.
You get conservative, man.
These punks got no respect.
No respect.
Fucking six rings. This is Michael Jordan.
Putting the camp on for you.
But at what point do your heroes or these icons just become old people that are, they just don't get it? Because that was the first thing Jordan says, I don't get it. When you were young.
And they ain't in your realm.
Yeah, he was there. They had him.
They know his sneaker.
They lit
but
his ass
he's
up.
The old man with the old man jeans.
Those
on.
Ain't the Jordans I know. Those are unfamiliar Jordans, even on Jordan. even on Jordan, your Jordans don't look Jordan.
What are those?
But
I bet that little motherfucker won't get into no college. On a basketball scholarship.
Jordan had his house foreclosed by the bank. What are those?
That's what the response going
to
be.
Jordan is petty. He's petty.
That's what he going to apply to go to Duke or some shit.
What are those?
He going to send his transcript in. The school going to send him a letter back saying, what are those?
Jordan never loses. but on some real shit, what was funny though, the little dude did shine though, because he was in his element with his young cats and he lit Michael Jordan on fire. You can't take that win from him, dog. That shit is on the internet. He lit Jordan up. Mm-hmm. He was like when Iverson crossed Jordan.
It was dope.
Jordan looking old.
It was dope because it wasn't even like malicious. It was like, this is the person to do it to. This is the
that's
person.
Malicious,
it's
the,
it
that's,
was
that's,
malicious.
That's,
he pulled the gun
Jordan,
out.
That's premeditated malice.
Jordan.
That means, no, because that was a talk beforehand.
Nah, I didn't see it that way.
That's premeditated malice, man.
It's slant. Here's
how I saw it. The Jordan shoe is the sneaker. That's the sneaker. The Jordan sneaker has been renowned worldwide. That's one of the best shoes. So to say that Jordan is like almost tongue in cheek is like, let me say it to Jordan, who's arguably
Jordan had on some low top 29s.
If he had on, what if Jordan?
Nobody knows they Jordans, but they're unfamiliar Jordans.
But
he's
the creator.
But he's Jordan.
That's what I'm saying. It's tongue in cheek.
No, that's because you have the context of being a Jordan fan and where you have Jordan perceived value. But this young kid. He was getting it with all his other friends, and everybody, niggas wear Jordans. They know the Jordans that they like and all of that. And they looked at his man like, yo, what? And his man was like, yo, I bet you a dollar, nigga, you won't do what it owes to Jordan. Give a fuck who he is.
Fuck that.
That's Michael Jordan. I don't give a fuck. I bet you you won't. I give $2. Yo.
Watch. Hold on.
Mr. Jordan, I got one question. What a
the crowd scatters.
Woo, shit, nigga.
Hell of a recap.
They don't give a fuck.
Hell of a recap.
Them kids don't know Jordan like that. They wasn't there when Jordan was winning all them champions. He's just an old guy that supposedly matter.
Right.
That's really it. Somebody had to tell him, no. He matters. He's the guy. He's the greatest. To your father, is the older brothers.
Yeah, people lining up still to buy a sneaker. I mean, to do this.
After a while, you get old and you're just an old motherfucker.
We talked about it. You know what I'm saying? His gracefulness. Is, you know what I'm saying? He becoming the old dude in his life.
I think the fact that he took it cool, he said some slick shit. He obviously got somebody on deck to be like, all right, let me get a description.
Little translator.
He trying to stay with it. You know what I mean?
Let's see, had that been Dr. J, he'd be like, shit. Little boy, I might be your daddy.
I fucked your mama.
Long
pick
style.
Your pants up.
What are those?
What are those jeans? what is in your DNA, player?
Hilarious, man. Do we have anything else? I was gonna say something.
Jordan, Jordan's he's staying relevant though.
I mean, yeah,
he
shit.
Don't stay out the conversation.
Well, he was the greatest.
He's the man.
Somebody beat his greatness, he's still the greatest.
Right.
Till there's a new great. You know what I mean? Shit.
No doubt.
And there that go.
Thank y'all for being in the conversation.
Is that what? We got the people know.
Yeah,
but what you got?
I got to give a shout out to the homie. Shout out to Sebastian Maniscalco. He gave me a shout out on his podcast.
Oh.
Just on his own. Gave me a nice little shout out, gave me a good comment. So shout out to him and Pete Corriale, both of them, for showing love on the podcast. Really appreciate it. Shout out to them both. Very hysterical dudes. So thanks a lot, fellas.
All right. Where are you going to be at this week?
I'm going to be at the Stand. By the time you hear this podcast, the Stand Wednesday night. I'm at the Stand again on Friday. And then I'm in Pennsylvania on Saturday. And then Sunday, I'm back in New York.
There you go.
No doubt.
What about you?
Oh, man. Tomorrow we going to be at the Straight Outta Compton premiere. That's where we going to be.
Oh, man. You fucking guy.
No, you, you too. So. That's Let's what I'm see. Talking about. Let's you see. Too.
I would love to be there.
Man, we pulling strings.
There you go. Let's go. Let's pull these strings, B. Shout out to Big Swole.
You know, it's a big, oh, man.
Up in Key West.
Big Swole. And then, you know, we could do a Bun B and Fab on Thursday. And shit, we'll be out here on this internet, Mr. Muhammad, at Mr. Muhammad.
That's what's
across
up.
The platforms.
That's what it is. I'll be at Stand Up New York on Thursday the 6th. Stand Up New York on Friday the 7th. And then I'll be back here next week. But also, watch me on Not Exactly News tonight. I think this is the last episode, so check it out. Thanks for the support thus far. And also, Stress Factory. Let's make sure we sell that shit out, please. Stress Factory, the 10th through the 12th. Go get your tickets now, DamianLemon.com. And we are out. Thank you for being part of In the Conversation.